job is to listen to it.
Okay.
Over and over and over.
Okay.
So that's what they want you to do.
Okay.
What I could actually do is re-record that part for you. I guess you could as well.
Yeah, I tried, so I don't know if it came out or not, because
okay.
I have something here. I
okay.
can check. Yeah.
So what they want you to do is to listen to that daily.
Okay.
Listen to it daily.
All right.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so a moment, please. They're saying you're acquiring a taste for the good life. You're acquiring a taste for the good life. You're acquiring a taste for the good life. It's sort of like someone that's been in prison or whatever, or in captivity, where, you know, just getting a morsel, just getting a piece of stale bread gets them through the day. And then they get into an environment where, gosh, they can go have a steak dinner or whatever the heck they want. And it's just such a foreign thing for them. It almost just takes them a while to adjust to what's possible. Or someone that's been, you know, in darkness coming into the light, it takes time to adjust. So you're adjusting to what's possible is what it is, because you've been trained for limitation. You've been trained in this, they're saying odyssey of relevance. In other words, you've been in captivity. And so what you're learning to do is to adjust to that steak dinner. Probably a vegetarian, but you're learning to adjust to your wholeness. And so there's a little bit of an adjustment period in like, can it really be that good? Like, are you kidding? Are you serious? Because like, that has not been my experience to date. And so that's where, and say your name again, please.
Sure.
You're learning how to like reassemble the parts and introduce yourself to your loveliness, to your wholeness. Your favorite spirit guide. I love my guides. I really do. I mean, especially King Arthur. How could you not love King Arthur? But your cute, adorable spirit guide. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It makes me think to like possibly date again one day when I think of your spirit guide. I don't think about that until I come to about your spirit guide. He could probably help me heal now that I think about that. Okay, but that's for another day. I'm telling you, I don't, there's something about your guy that just lights my world. She has this like Native American guy that is so, what's the word, viral? What's the word? I mean, he's just
hot from where everybody.
He really is. Oh my gosh! It's like having like a qigong session or something. Anyway, he's there supporting you, helping you to. And say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
He's there helping you to remember. He's saying, "Don't you remember? Don't you remember? The two of you were such." Master healers. The two of you like lived in 5D consciousness. The two of you, and say your name again, please.
Sure.
The two of you really, you were just one with great spirit, and you help with births. You kind of, you were like a midwife. Are you looking for a midwife?
Yeah.
You were a midwife. You help with, like, you, but your abilities are just phenomenal, just phenomenal. So he's saying this is, and he's like stroking your hair as he's saying this. Oh my God, he just loves you so much. He's stroking your hair. So it's really about, you know, he says that's where he kept like introducing you. He says to my Garden of Eden, because when you walk the earth, you didn't see the earth the way we do. You see it in trembled focus right now, but he saw a different earth. You lived on a different earth, and he says that's why he sends you to the natural resources, to the animals, to the nature, to bring forth that remembrance. And say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
Let him guide you. He's always with you. He's literally always with you. And he can really help you. And say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
He can help you gain that confidence and trust in self. He's just showing me, your spirit shield, and he's like, strong. And say your name one more time, please.
Cheryl.
God, it's so funny. So when I tune into your fear, it's like, ooh, now I'm in fear. It's so funny. Hold on one second. I'm going to go listen to that recording again. But they're letting me feel it so that I understand where you are. And say your first name?
Cheryl.
And say it one more time?
Cheryl.
Thank you. You would do well to listen to some kind of like meditation music that has some kind of drumming to it. And then when you listen to it, just allow it to take you to another state of consciousness. And you will, oh my gosh, the energy coming through me. It's just such a beautiful energy. But some kind of, this one went to drumming the other week. I've never done drumming, so I don't get what they're talking about. But it's like a shamanic traveling. You take yourself to like a different, have you ever done that?
I haven't personally drummed, but I've been in ceremonies that they use drumming, and I feel like I can really, I like it, I connect.
Yeah. So you can just go on YouTube or whatever, anything where there's like
I was looking on YouTube the other week for drumming, and I never really found anything I liked, so I kind of like forgot about it. And then when you just said that, I'm like, okay.
Well, there you go.
I never saw myself drumming because I'm like, you know, in my head and stuff, but like I've known in the past I like listening to I'll listen to meditation music like that. To shamanic drumming or Native
yeah American, that'll help you anything like that will help you
yeah that's funny.
So you're intuitive, huh? All right, sweetheart. Okay, all right, love to the family. You're welcome. Bye, baby. She's looking so big. Hi. How can we help you?
Well, today has been a very healing day, so it's interesting to hear you and your retired type thing. And just to share, it's like I had a very beautiful experience where I tried to go work out and all that, and I was like, nope, just go back and just lay down. You know, you're done today at like 10 a.m. I woke up around 1, and I was having this remembrance of being a child and I couldn't do anything right, so I was processing that completely out of my being is what I felt. So anyway, I'm just kind of coming through that, but I can feel like it's a very big clearing day for me.
That's great.
The things I've been working on are, you know, it's funny you share about, you know, no judgment, and like, I feel like the guy on the Newtons, the guy with that fire, you know, burns everything. It's like that feels how my psychic attention is at all times. So I'm I've been noticing that and honing that back in and just trying to be like focused. So that's where I know I'm at. And the last thing that came up when you were talking two ago was it feels like there's a part of me that doesn't almost want to allow too much influence because I want to bring and allow this energy that I am to show up very pure. And like it as its own, and I kind of feel that how there's this like part of me wants to kind of guard so nothing influences that. I'm not sure if that really is positive or great. So that would be my question, the question into that, or even what that energy is. So I have a greater understanding of allowance if needed.
So can you put your question in one sentence?
I really don't have one, so
I wanted to make sure I answered the question, yeah. And then I was like listening. I'm like, it all makes sense, and then I couldn't figure out what the question was.
For a suggestion of something into your thing next.
That's so funny.
Whatever I can do for even greater clarity and understanding.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Sage.
And say it one more time.
Sage.
Thank you. Excuse me. When I tune into your energy, I just keep yawning. So, we're clearing something.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Well, I haven't done that in a long time. I used to always be clearing everyone. Excuse me. So I'm not bored or anything. What happens is they just clear through me somehow. Excuse me. All right, so a moment, please. And say your first name again, please.
Sage.
And say it one more time.
Sage.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
I had to sit myself down on the sofa energetically for you.
Yeah. Wow. So I don't know what was just cleared, but it was very purposeful for you. I don't know if I should say this. It was so funny because we were talking about Star Wars before with the music, and they were showing me a character that was not of the light. That's in Star Wars, one of the episodes. So it just represents some of this old Oh my goodness. Represents some old, oh my gosh. It's like old suffering. Energy just feels like something from childhood or just releasing pain. When I see it, it looks like just black, almost like black grime or something. Goodness. Oh my gosh. All right, let me see if there's anything I can say to be of support here. One moment, please. I can possibly stop yawning and crying. And say your name again, please.
Sage.
Oh my God, thank you. You need to wear waterproof mascara when you come to group, but you just never know. There's this activation occurring with your higher heart at this time, and I just see green energy in your heart. It has to do with, oh gosh, the words don't work when I say it. I wanted to say having a heart for self. But don't, it's not about, I got the blue lights going off. It's not about the intellectual. This is all experiential. So you're not thinking to love yourself. It's not like Cheryl's directives. Mm-hmm. That was right for Cheryl. For you, and say your name again, please.
Sage.
It's really just receiving love. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. They're saying don't make it any more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. It's receiving love. And I feel like what they removed were some just blockages to that receivership. And when I feel your heart chakra, it's like expanded. It's expanded. It's as simple as that.
You know, my friends have, you know, allowed me to, you know, park at their place and use their house, and it was really challenging to accept that much love and acceptance. And like, this is your home, da-da-da. And I was just like, wow. So I really had a chance to literally sit around, read books, you know, hot tub, hammock, just really be in nature, not do anything. And my greatest challenge has been not doing and accepting that. And so really, like, quieting the doer and realizes my birthright, that there's nothing for me to do, and that's been a really, really great challenge for me to be in that acceptance and allow money to come without doing anything, and you know, all this be offered, and it's been work to allow, and I just keep doing nothing, you know, and letting things just keep me received and fall away. So,
and say your first name,
Sage.
We are love.
Yes. Yes.
We are love. Good. I just feel your heart chakra. It's really good.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah,
good. Awesome. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I'd like to hear a message.
Mm-hmm. Some kind of toning work, chakra. You could even just go on YouTube or LAM, whatever that is. Any kind of process where you're allowing there to be expansion with the chakras would be quite purposeful for you at this time. It's not going to take a lot of effort on your part because you've already received, you've already been welcomed home. So there is some type of spiritual support with you, and I literally see them like playing this, like, this fifth dimensional harp. So there's this energetic support for you right now. something with your chakra system, something with opening and expanding. So any kind of, they're saying any kind of due diligence, any kind of, even just like the smallest intention of permitting that focus and expansion, whether it's in yoga or YouTube, Deepak Chopra has one, any kind of trivial attendance will be very symbolic, because it's not going to be so much what you're doing here as much as the connection. Oh my God, the energy coming through me is so beautiful. So beautiful. It's like ecstatic love. We were talking about love. I literally feel ecstatic love coming to you. And I've never said those words ever. Just energy coming to you is what it is. So as you will simply acknowledge your energy systems, it's going to help you. Because remember, if you were listening to Sage, who we sit next to, we always vibrationally have a compatibility. So he was talking about having, like it's really been an issue learning how to receive and accept that. So you've got a little bit of a watered down approach in that regard, where there's energy being gifted to you. And so as you will just sort of have that conscious attention to that energy system, the chakras, it helps you to evolve. It helps you to make that connection between what's being brought forth, the broadcast, and your opening and your receiving it. Because as you do whatever it is you do, anything where you just hold the intention to open up to the energies in your chakras, it brokers it. It makes that connection and allows you to receive the gifts that are coming, that are ongoing. So when I'm looking at you, oh, I don't have the names. I wish I did. There's some type of, oh gosh, like imagine you were this goddess with all these arms. I don't know who it is, to be honest, but it feels like tantric work where you're this goddess. And I just see this energy coming to you. So this is all about you, your receivership, some kind of upgrade is occurring. It's beautiful. Beautiful doesn't even begin to explain the significance of it. It's due you for whatever reason. So just do something where you're consciously coming into agreement with it, you know, receiving it. Okay, so that's the first thing I want to say to you. And say your name again, please.
Shelley.
And say it one more time. Oh my Shelley. Gosh. Yeah, there's some significant energy receivership, because you're there, but I promise you, you were right there. I mean, I promise you, you were right there. Let me figure what that is. There's energy that is being received is what it is. Okay. All right, so let me see what else we can tell you. One moment, please. You're powerful. You're coming into your power. You're energetically more powerful than you currently understand. So they're kind of priming you. They're getting you prepared. I literally see, I think it's called like a well, like, you know, getting the water. So they're getting you kind of like a good working order. Figure out what that's about. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Shelley.
And say it one more time.
Shelley.
I'm trying to figure out what all this energy works about for you. I don't know, but I know it's very, very good. Okay. And maybe it'll help us to ask, find out what your question is. And your question is?
Well, my question was about if there were some family members who've passed, who've been with me recently.
Well, I will say this, there's a lot of attendance on you right now. So I'm not sure the reason, I don't know why I don't know, but I don't. the reason for all this energy work, but I know that you're not alone right now. I feel like it's an answer to prayers maybe, but there's a lot of focus upon you. So when I was feeling you over here, I'm feeling what they were telling me was I was feeling your guides. I was feeling all of your support in helping you energetically. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes in honor of you, in trust of you, and your faithfulness. They're saying you come recommended. What they mean by that is, and say your name again, please.
Shelly.
That all of your, you have money in your spiritual bank account, I'll say it that way. So it's sort of like all that's coming to you now, all that's coming back to you. So I do know that you have a lot of spiritual support surrounding you. In terms of loved ones, one moment please. And say your name again, please.
Shelly.
And say it one more time.
Shelly.
Thank you. I don't know who it is, to be honest. What I do know is they're helping you with your vibration. They're helping you with your frequency. I'm trying to figure out who this is. And say your name again, please.
Shelly.
I feel like it's someone that you knew when you were much, much younger. And she works with you. I'm assuming it's a her only because it feels like a good friend, like it feels like someone you'd hang around with. And the point of it is to bring you into higher occurrence, to bring you into higher vibration. So it's sort of like the energy, they come to you to help you. Oh gosh, it just feels like easier times. When I tune into energetically, it's sort of like, oh, imagine a kid being on summer vacation. Like, they have no cares in the world. You know, like, just sitting on the grass. Like, you can do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. Like, no pressure. Ease. There's someone that comes to you on a regular basis lately to help you respond to love, to help you feel the best that you possibly can, to like release worry, release stress. And what they're showing me are like all these lights, like I've got all these light beams. So where I have like a group that comes in and conduct business with this group, you have light beings in attendance. And it's like one of these pictures you see on Facebook where, oh my gosh, it's a beautiful picture too, where you would see all these people, but instead of seeing the bodies, you'd see kind of like the outline of the body, but then you would see their light. You would see their light. That's the reason this person's coming, whoever they are. That's the reason they're coming to you, is to help you respond to your light, to bring that, it's almost like healing night for some reason, to bring that light out, to bring that, the good resources. I do feel like it's someone that you hung out with growing up. And say your name again, please.
Shelly.
It just makes you feel lighter. Like, it almost reminds me of when I was with my grandmother growing up, where when I was with her, it was like one of the few times in my childhood process where I could just relax. Like, honestly, it was like I could let my guard down and I could just relax. And just be carefree for a little bit. That's how that energy feels. That's important for you for some reason. I do feel like they were with you in your childhood. That's all I know. So they are definitely there. And say your name again, please.
Shelly.
That's all I know, my friend.
They present as an old person or a young person or just a spirit.
Well, now you've actually called them forth, so now I have family members here. I don't know that they were here before, but since you've been talking about it, I have people arriving. So funny. Okay, the childhood person, one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Shelly.
They're saying, why don't you ask yourself, have you ever done mediumship work? You're a medium. You could tune in yourself. It was so funny because I was feeling that one presence, but when you kept asking about family members, all of a sudden people started arriving. And I just found it so interesting because, and what they're showing me is that they have conversations with you. You're working with many generations of your family tree. So some that you've met and some that you've never met in this incarnation, but that you stay regular. Oh my God, I got energy going through my whole body. That you stay in regular contact with. So, and say your name again, please.
Shelley.
Have you ever contacted spirit? A little bit, a little bit. You're very good. You're very good. You hear spirit. I can guarantee you hear spirit. For whatever reason, you're connected with, they're saying generations of long ago. So it would be those that would maybe be in your like family albums or whatever that, I don't know, maybe they passed when you were two, like whatever. But that you, how do I put this in words? And say your name one more time, please.
Shelley.
You stay in regular contact, and they're almost like extended family or spirit guides to you, really. So as you open up to receive that communication, they will come forward. They will come forward. When you were much younger, you also were able to see. So if you have any memories of like seeing someone from your family when you were very young, you did, whether you remember it or not, you were able to see them. So they're bringing that awareness back to you so that you can play with that, so that you can play with that, welcome that in. Okay, specifically about that childhood occurrence, and say your name again, please.
Shelley.
I don't want to push it because I don't want my mind to make something up to try to deliver an answer. Okay. All I know is, okay, yeah, it's just helping you to feel your best is how it feels to me.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Hi.
Hi.
You're in the chiropractor's office and your back's bothering you already sitting so long. Sorry about that.
Type of chairs they have.
How can we help you?
I have a message, but I do have a question. I'm curious.
Sure.
The question I guess, short, is...
That's okay.
We were going to visit my son a couple weeks ago. So we're flying up to New York through half the country on the way the flights go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Nashville Airport. We get stuck there for several hours. And it was one of those days where, you know, you getting messages and stuff from like left and right. It was like amazing. But I was walking down the hall, and I saw this little girl that was a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you walk this way and the people are coming this way? So I'm walking this way, people are coming this way. She's playing, going like against traffic, and she's skipping. She's like, you know, and she's like watching you people.
Mm-hmm.
So she caught my attention because she's jumping up and playing. Mm-hmm. And there's a woman over there on her cell phone. I figure that's the mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes behind somebody walking this way and never came out. So I went looking because the mother, who I thought the mother, wasn't. You know? And this spirit was then gone. So now it's driving me crazy, because who is this or who is she? I didn't think of it. I was trying to look her up, see if somebody disappeared in the airport, Nash. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't find anything, so I was trying to. Then I was thinking maybe she has something to do with me, mm-hmm. on a different level. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious about that.
I don't blame you.
But it, yeah, I see a lot of this, but I never really.
I got the energy going through me.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's wearing a pink top.
Okay. One moment, please. And if you will do me a favor and just take a deep breath and release it fully. And do that one more time. And say your first name.
Douglas.
And say it one more time.
Douglas.
Thank you. And Douglas, say your name one more time, please.
Douglas.
Thank you. Douglas, say your name one more time.
Douglas.
Thank you. Well, I'll start babbling while I try to bring this forth. I honestly don't know who she is, but what I do know is you're opening up to a new gift. And they're helping you. Do you regularly see spirits?
For a long time. I've been kind of close to it for a long time also.
There's a reason why my prediction is you're going to be seeing them on a much more regular basis. And it has to do with your expansion of abilities. You see more than just spirits. One moment, that's what I'm trying to tap into. One moment, please. And Douglas, say your name one more time.
Douglas.
Thank you. Gosh, I just feel like my heart, and not literally, but somehow energetically, going da-da, da-da, da-da. You're going to be used. Your abilities are quite substantial, much more than you have ever understood. It's the reason why you're here this evening, is to receive a download of impressionable aptitude. So in English, it's to help you receive your gifts. So it's not the words of the evening, it's the energetic, not support, but like graduation, so that you can feel most comfortable with exploring, I want to say the other side, but really your potentiality. In other incarnations, and say your name again, please.
Douglas.
In other incarnations, you were, you've been like a medical intuitive, you've been a seer, you've been one of prophecy, where you single-handedly saved a tribe because you could see like a neighboring whatever coming to attack, and so you were able to prepare accordingly. So what they are most, oh my God, the energy coming through me, I can literally just float away. This is not my energy, this is yours. They're helping you get most, it's almost like they're getting you prepared. Like imagine you're the doctor of the community and you're needed. So it's like they're sending you galoshes and mittens and gloves and hats, like everything that you need so that when you need to travel outside and it's cold, you know, you're prepared. They're preparing you. So they're helping you feel most comfortable with your gift, because your gift is going to expand. There's a reason why you can see spirits. You can actually see a lot more, and I'm trying so hard to get the details of that for you. A moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Douglas.
They're not talking. I think it's because they don't want your mind to play with it. So let me just give you some marching orders. This is really about you being comfortable, being multidimensional, existing beyond the mind. And as you will allow this, as you will permit this, you will be guided in ways that are literally going to blow your mind. You're not going to understand. It's going to be like, why me? You know, I'm just like a simple fellow. Why me? But it has to do with, let's say your name one more time, please.
Douglas.
Thank you. It has to do with who you are on a soul level. You've been entrusted with some amazing journeys where you have, oh gosh, and you've been tested, by the way. So when you have power, there's always some kind of test so that you don't abuse the power. And your report card is exemplary. You're not Abraham Lincoln, but it's like you come awfully close. In other words, your heart is like, remember I kept feeling the dun da da, like your heart is they're showing like Mott or whatever that is, like when she tests the scale and all that. You got a good heart. You got a good heart. So you keep saying exemplary. I'm waiting for details and I'm not receiving them, but let me try and give you one more life here. And say your name again, please.
Douglas.
The best I can tell you is you, I know this sounds weird to say, but you have a special skill set. In other words, you can do what others can't. That's all I know. Like I see you when you set up some of these lifetimes, you have these like special, you're a little bit like a Navy SEAL, like you have these special assignments. You have a special spiritual skill set. It's the best I can tell you. That's all I can get. But what I can tell you, this is the most important part. There's also no accident you're sitting next to me. So it has to do with the energy that was coming through. Like when Jen said, oh, I'm sitting in a special seat. It's not that people not sitting with me are missing anything. It's just there's a timing thing in terms of what the soul needs and the readiness and all that. So that's the reason why energetically you're where you're seated to receive the energy. So the bottom line is they're helping you to expand. They're helping you to receive more of that extrasensory input to allow it to be, oh God, what would be the word? Douglas, say your name one more time, please.
Douglas.
Thank you. To allow it to be familiar, to allow it to be normal, to really allow yourself to receive grace. And from there, you're going to be used. You're going to be used. I wish I had more information. I don't. But this is really about allowing that sixth sense to kind of take over. My very strong feeling is in the course of the next couple of years, your abilities are going to like quadruple.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amazing heart. Amazing heart. Yeah, really good heart. Oh my gosh, like people have no idea your level of spiritual maturity, truly. Yeah, gorgeous. Alrighty, I close. Indeed, we are quite grateful for our opportunity to be of service, and please allow that service to extend, as you will remember that we are standing by, ready to import greater wisdoms, greater truths. We will oblige. Remember to allow yourself the gift of being led by the heart. Allow there to be the spaciousness. Allow there to be the learning curve. Remember, you are releasing old beliefs. Yes? Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Thank you,
everybody, so much.